This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Let's go!
Kia ora ho mā, no mai, haere mai, ko Hana tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, it's officially July, which means the Meteor July School Holiday Kids Show is just around the corner. And it means I get to welcome some of the team back to TTT. Longtime friend of the show and director of this year's kids show, James Smith, also known as Hannah James. Do you remember that joke?
A classic joke.
It's a classic.
A classic.
Kia ora, Hannah Rose. But James is back, and they've brought one of their cast members. Harry is here. Kia ora, mate. We kind of realised that I've talked about you a lot on That's The Ticket, but this is actually your first time on the show.
Mayhaps. These things happen.
These things do happen.
I've been around.
What a first, like, thing. It's not even a sentence. What a first thing to, like, debut live on radio.
No, mayhaps.
But thank you both for being here. I say this pretty much every week because I always kind of get people when they're either in tech week or, like, on the precipice of opening, and you're probably just super entrenched in show mode, and I'm just here being like, hey, guys, this sounds fun. But the show this year is The Hunt for the Giant's Heart.
It is.
Question, and this is going to kind of out me as not doing heaps of research, because I know that you're good for a chat, James, and Harry will find out. But is this an original show, or is it written by someone else?
It is original. It's based on like a random Scandinavian fairy story that I found.
Okay, so you made this.
I made this. This is all my fault.
Yeah.
Blame me.
Okay, because this actually makes more sense, because like I see you around, and I think last time I saw you at the Meteor, I was asking about kids show, and you were talking about puppets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how that's a bit of a to-do, and it's your fault.
Yeah, everything is my fault. Every time I'm stressed about the show, I'm like, I did this.
Yeah,
this is
you did.
My problem.
Okay.
I put this on myself.
So how did you find this fairy tale?
I just started by Googling, like, unknown fairy tales and went through a list of them, and it was like going through random websites and going, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Read it. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that sounds cool. Oh, I actually quite like that one. And then finding what other people have done and with the same story and things. So, yeah.
And then this one was born.
This one was birthed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it, now I'm regretting it.
Yeah. Right, let's just move on to the next question. So I usually like to ask guests kind of when is the show, where is the show, what is the show, like how's the show feeling today on a scale of 1 to 10? But we've kind of answered this one in the sense that in my intro I'm like Meteor July School Holiday Kids Show. So I'm guessing you guys are on at the Meteor Theatre?
I think so.
I don't know,
do
actually.
Yeah.
I could not tell you.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the vicinity of the Meteor.
Yeah, I think it might just be on one of the Comet buses.
Okay, the performance result, the game goes. I just want to clarify that the show is at the Meteor Theatre.
Yes.
On Victoria Street. You could probably catch the Comet bus to get there and the Meteor bus. Yeah.
And the Orbiter.
Yeah. Just go look at the bus timetable. Yeah. It's a good shout. Okay, so it's on at the Meteor. You guys are running from the 14th to the 17th of July.
Yes.
And 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. shows daily.
Yep.
And then you have a 3-show day.
We do.
Yes.
So
we do.
On the 16th of July, you have a 10:30 a.m. show, a 1 p.m. show, and a 6:30 p.m. show.
Yes.
My goodness. 2-show days come up quite a bit on That's the Ticket because like it's a bit of a mish doing a show twice in one day. It's a long day.
Oh,
but
thrice? Yep.
Wow.
Again, I did this to myself.
Yeah. You did this to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made that call. And, yeah.
mean, I mean, as an audience member, I'm really stoked to see the evening show back because I'm hoping I can attend. Because,
Please come.
Yeah, this is the thing, but because I have like a, you know, have to go do my like muggle job.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't get out to see the show. But yeah, if you're like me and you can't get out of work, there is a 6:30 p.m. option. But going back to the Hunt for the Giant's Heart, like, can you tell me a little bit more about the story? It's up to you guys how spoilery we get.
Okay. Well, so the story kind of like centers around there's this giant, the titular giant.
Yep.
And he's stolen a variety of people from this little village. And the main character is this little kid called Boot.
Mm.
And he's like, my dad's been kidnapped by the giant. I've got to go save my dad from the giant. So he goes off. The giant gives him a quest. Get me my heart back and I'll give you your dad back. And so Boot then, you know, goes on this little odyssey to go find the giant's heart,
okay,
bring it back, try to rescue his dad and all the people from his little village.
You have my attention. No, it's I love a good quest.
Yeah.
I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested to see how giant's going to happen in the meteor.
Puppets.
Oh, that's right.
Puppets.
Large puppet?
You'll see. Yes.
Okay.
But you'll see. Yeah. I don't want to give it away.
No, we have to talk about visual things on radio.
Hopefully quite clearly. Yeah.
Okay, and so, James, you're the writer, director. You're not in it?
Do you
have a cameo somehow?
No, not this year. I'm not doing any special cameos. It was a kind of, if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
That's, okay.
Yeah, I'm just backstage hiding in the shadows.
Sweet. And Harry, who are you playing?
I'm playing the kid Boot, who goes on his little journey, his little mission, little quest.
Man. A hunt, if you will.
His hunt, if you will.
Hunt for the giant's heart, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, some sort of hunt for a giant's heart.
It's something like that, certainly.
Yeah. And is this your first Meteor July School Holiday Kid Show?
Yes and no. It's my first time being in one, but I volunteered and like did some front of house stuff last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I ushered, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
It's my first time being like involved.
Okay. And this is not your first time working with James though, because you were, oh my gosh, what's the name? Soliloquy. That's
soliloquy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had you on the show talking about soliloquy. Yeah.
And how difficult it is as a title.
Yeah. Soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
Yeah, and so this, you guys have worked together on that one because you were in the original cast, right?
Yes.
And so you've had James as a director before.
Mm.
Brave of you to return. But also a very different role, I'm assuming.
Mm.
Yeah, very different show.
There's some similarities, but...
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I went, I just wrote the same thing.
Really?
There's a couple of lines where I went, that's just a default line that I put into things, apparently.
What's the line?
I can't remember what it is, but when it was being read out, I was like, oh, that's just like, I don't know, it was just a turn of phrase or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's just something I put into things now, I guess.
I was like, are there more ghosts?
No ghosts in this one.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, we could make a ghost just now, a week out.
Could
add a scene?
I will come and be the ghost.
It's like a cameo every day?
Yeah.
Every show is a different person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just me every single day.
With a different person.
Yeah, as a different ghost. Yeah. Like final show comes out as King Boo from Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, jinkies. Okay, circling back. Oh. I need to get back on time. Okay, so Harry's first kid show, you're playing Boot, you're going on a little quest. How many other castmates have you got?
Four? Yeah, four.
Yeah, four. I was about to say three and then I realised that I'd forgotten about Connor.
Yeah, everyone, I always forget about Connor as well.
Is this...
is the puppet?
The Connor Maxwell.
Oh, friend of the show, Connor Maxwell.
The Connor Maxwell experience
the Connor
himself.
Maxwell.
Oh,
his first kid show as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but you also just expect him to have been there.
Yeah, he was talking about how he was kind of keen to do one day and hadn't done it. This was like last year. I was like, I could get him in. I'll do it this year. Yeah.
Okay. Who else have you got in the cast?
We have Patrick Farrell.
Yes.
Patrick Farrell.
Yeah.
He's a current WinTech student. Was in Avenue Q recently.
Yes.
We have Jonathan Hurd.
Also WinTech student.
Current WinTech student.
WinTech student with Patrick.
Was in Next to Normal.
Yes.
As the son.
The son.
Yes.
the ghost son. Is okay. There no ghost?
Yeah,
there
yes. We go. Spoiler also, James.
It shows past, it's fine.
Yeah.
We have Katrina Lillis, who's a Hillcrest student currently.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'm not sure what else she might have done outside of that, but
okay.
Yeah, it's cool to have some new blood in. And yeah. Then Connor Maxwell is
Connor
in
Maxwell. Round.
Yeah, you've got to have one old man in the cast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And, I mean, I guess how long have you guys been working on this one?
I think we started rehearsals sort of mid-May, it would have been.
Okay. They grow up fast, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we've still got a bit of time before you open, but yeah. Are you ready to get this one in front of a crowd? And, I mean, I say this in the sense because it's quite a small team and you're just rehearsing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's jokes in it. Do the jokes?
I hope so.
Yeah, do the jokes get old? It's like that whole thing of like, I've seen this, like, is this even funny anymore?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think things are still landing for me at least. So that's something. We've got a rehearsal tonight that'll have some new blood in it to come watch and hopefully react in different ways. So yeah.
Great. Actually, is there anyone else we need to shout out from the team? I mean, other than the lovely Meteor team who are probably helping make it happen, right?
Yes, that's all the usuals.
Yeah.
Got some crew coming in. That's the people who are coming in tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's no one else really, to be honest.
Sweet. Okay. Oh, crew. There must be a bit going on then, James.
It's just pushing things on and off stage more than anything. It's just like little set pieces that just easier with people.
Are there any reoccurring set pieces that have been used in every kid show, or at least you know that the console thing?
Oh, cage that we built for Kingdom of Night a couple years ago.
Yeah,
that's back 3 years in a row.
It's a little Easter egg, but if you've been to a few, then you recognize.
Pick up on little things. Yeah, just use that again.
Yeah,
that's back as a cage this year, because last year it was the big trash monster.
Yeah.
It just skinned it with stuff. And then this year is it's back as a little prison cage. Mm. I think everything else is being recycled from other things, but not specifically from the kids' show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we love sustainability.
It's the whole point.
It is the whole point. It's what it's all about. But you know what's also great about this show is that tickets are available right now at themeteor.co.nz, and you've already sold some shows out.
Yeah, we've sold out the first five.
That is...
Which, I only found that out this morning.
Why are you even here? You don't need me. No, okay.
Hey, that evening show needs people, so...
Yeah.
No, the first five are sold out really well, and then the latter half of the week is just... It's kicking along, but...
Yeah, and how much are your tickets?
10 for... kids and 15 for adults.
Oh, easy as.
Yeah.
Oh, great. No pressure, Harry. You've got five sold-out shows. Yeah, okay. That's a good note to break on. And, James, you're normally quite good at this, at sending me songs, but you didn't today.
I didn't?
No, you did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rude. So I just used my imagination and picked my own. But I'm going to start with Rick's pick, actually.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm changing up the order because I didn't want to forget, but at the time of right now, yesterday was Uncle Rick's birthday.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm like, you know what? Nothing says happy birthday like talking about it on that ticket. No, but to explain, actually, if you're unfamiliar with Rick's pick, how this works is I have an Uncle Rick, and he is a great listener of music, great listener of radio. And when I started That's the Ticket 6 years ago, you guys are episode 266. God. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yep, don't look a day over 250. And when I started the show, he's like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick one and play Rick's pick. And every week I have. And honestly, he's getting a bigger fan base than me. And I'm like, Uncle Rick, it's called That's the Ticket with Hannah Mooney, featuring Rick's pick.
Yeah.
And not one person asked, but now I have this kind of thing where I try and pick a song from the list that like relates to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And so I've gone for a Burt Bacharach song, Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Hunt for the Giant's Heart.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you know, whether you're listening at home in the studio or listening to the podcast, I'm talking to the future listeners now. Whoa. Please join me in wishing Uncle Rick a very happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate. That was this week's Rick's Pick, a bit of a birthday banger, Anyone Who Had a Heart. Classic track. I actually recognise the song, which is always a win with Rick's Picks, and it also helps if I turn James's mic up. Live radio away. No, James is like, and I'm like, oh, the volume's not up.
That's fine.
Live radio. That's okay. But I was in the midst of finishing off Rick's Pick and once again saying happy birthday to Uncle Rick. And then I was going to explain how the reason I picked that one, Anyone Who Had a Heart, is because I've got a couple of the team from the Hunt for the Giant's Heart here in the studio, live at Free FM. And, you know, we're covering a lot of ground. Still haven't quite got the secrets about the puppets in the set that I need, James.
Okay. All right.
So what's that? Although I have seen some photos, actually.
Yeah. You would have seen the wolf.
Yes,
Wes, who's starts off as a scary wolf villain, turning into best friend, wolf friend.
Wesley Wolfdrow Wolfson the
ninth. Because he's got eight brothers. That's the joke.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's why he's called Wes.
Yeah. How many times does the actor have to say the full name?
Once.
Okay, that's generous.
And then Connor says it as well.
Can Connor say that?
He's mostly.
He's given it a go.
he He's trying his best.
Yeah. Context listeners, both James and I are good friends with Connor.
Yes.
Harry, are you friends with Connor?
I like to think we're friends.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, I've done the same show with him 3 times now.
Yeah,
I would hope that would mean that we're, you know, buddies.
Fear to dad, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the shows?
Oh, it's just Soliloquy, but three times.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, slow. And so I guess you mentioned that you've been working on this one. You started in May. It's quite a small crew.
Yeah.
Like, how's the rehearsal period been going?
It's been pretty good. The thing with the kid shows, it's like really loosey-goosey, go with the flow, quite fun.
Yeah.
And like, welcomes improvisation and freshness to
it. Yeah.
So yeah, we've been kind of on and off, basically weekly since mid-May. And it's been good.
Okay. Harry, how's it been for you? And I realise that it's a bit mean of me to ask you about the rehearsal process when your director is right there.
I'm moving away from the microphone and closing my eye. No.
I was about to say, the microphone doesn't affect your ability to hear me.
What? Who said that?
It's a ghost.
No, it's been fun. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I've done a lot of shows in the past 3 years and also this year with, like, Wintec and everything.
Yeah.
And it's been fun just to be able to, like, take a project and get to, like, one that, like, I don't know, I don't have, like, a grade depending on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stress of having to do super well because it's, you're paying money to do it.
It's like you're doing it for fun, not because it's for class.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's like, I feel like there's so much less, like less stress and less pressure with something like a kids' show, because like James said, it is kind of like loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And it's been fun just to get to work on something that, calling it lower stakes sounds mean. But
yeah, and it's good, guys, believe us.
Yeah,
sorry, that I've just been like, oh yeah, super easy, No, I genuinely, it's been really fun to work on something that's like for a specific target audience, where it's like, yeah, I think it's really important for kids to be able to get to see live theatre.
100%.
Yeah.
And this one is it just a, not air quotes just, but is play?
As no songs? Musical.
I know.
I don't have that skill.
Not with that energy.
Hey, man, like I said, it welcomes improvisation, so go on, Harry. Go on, crack a song into it.
Well, I was thinking I'd more make Patrick do it.
Well, I mean, this is me kind of segueing into another question that I often like to have, to ask when I've got actors in the studio. And because, Harry, I've seen you in both plays and musicals, and so I want to be super mean and ask you a question that I haven't warned you about. Surprise!
Okay.
But, like, if you had to pick between plays or musicals, what are you going to pick? And you can do two. You can do what you like to watch and what you like to be in, because I'm being generous. And, I mean, James, you can answer that too.
Yeah, I have a think.
I've seen you in a musical.
Yeah, it's been a while since I was in one.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in them before.
Would you ever direct a musical?
I want to. I have plans.
Do you have a list?
There's a list of things that I want to do that, please give me the money. Someone please give me the money to do these shows.
Yeah, okay.
Because musicals are harder and more expensive to do than straight plays.
Yes.
I'll start buying lotto tickets.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. But is this your first time doing like kids, like theatre for children? Do you do anything like that at Wintec?
We did back in like second year, I think. We did like a theatre and education project where it was like we devised a piece to tour around schools, which was kind of its own beast because like writing it like cohesively with 10 other people and then also like
the joys of devising in a class setting.
Yeah. Devising in a class setting, I think, was a lot of kind of the issues we had with it.
Yeah.
And like, when you don't get to like pick your subject matter, and then also it's like your grade is depending on how good of a kids show you make.
Are the kids giving you the grade?
No, but we had like teachers like travel around with us to and there was like a recording of it as well that was I think how it was marked.
Okay,
but it was like devising something in a classroom setting in 7 weeks to take around schools was. It was a time, certainly. This has been a lot more fun.
I mean, good on you for getting through that. I mean, you can definitely do this then. And I guess, as both you and James have alluded to, like, there is, We got to stop calling it Lucy Goosey.
Why not? What's wrong with Lucy Goosey?
Just, yeah. Well,
there's no geese in it.
There's a duck, though, so.
Yeah.
There's a duck and an owl.
True.
Sounds like a hoot.
Okay, I was going to go, there's your scoop for your puppets, but you ruined it.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there an owl puppet, James?
Yes.
That's cool. That is cool.
Owl. There's a duck puppet as well.
Did you make these?
Yeah.
You did?
I went with my own little hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you hate puppets now?
No, I've been wanting to, like, make puppets and get into that sort of thing for a while. And because I was writing this, I went, all right, I'm going to do puppets.
Yeah.
And I do regret it a little bit because, well, at least the scale at which I went, cool, 4 out of the 5 characters are puppets now.
Are you the only one that's not a puppet?
I'm the only one that's not a puppet.
Okay.
Which is both an honour and a privilege, but also, like, puppets. I don't get to be a puppet.
Yeah.
I just walk around going, whoa.
I can't read this map.
Yeah.
Do you get to wear boots because your name is Boot?
I do get to wear boots.
Okay.
I think.
No, that's, you bring in your own shoes.
Oh, yeah, I get to wear boots.
Yeah, just rocks in with some Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, jinkies. Okay. I've got to try and get back.
I was going to say something not okay for radio, so that's good.
Oh, okay. Now, I'll circle back to my question of plays versus musical, but I also just realised, talking to you both, this is a term that James has coined here on That's the Ticket, but creative Swiss Army knife?
No, I didn't coin that here. I think you called me it ages ago.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
shot me.
When I was, like, first volunteering back at the Meteor.
Wow.
I feel like it was either you or Deb said it once, and I've just kind of stuck with it.
Surely it was Deb. I couldn't have come up with
it. I feel like it was you, though.
Wow. Okay. Well, shot me.
Yeah.
I just high-fived myself in the studio. But the term creative Swiss Army knife is that both of you, like, you're not, air quotes, just actors, just directors. Because I think, actually, you were working in, like, production on Cats, weren't you?
Mm.
Last year, which is, we hung out a little bit during that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, James, you've kind of done everything.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. Yeah. That's been something I've been doing lately, and I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. And, yeah, I guess, back to you, Harry, if you have an answer for the musical versus plays question.
I don't know, because I like them both, but in different ways.
Yeah, fair.
I think I'm better at plays.
Okay.
But I really enjoy both. Like,
you were the highlight for me in Be More Chill, and I've said that on That's the Ticket before. Yeah. I've talked about you to other people.
Well,
Michael in the bathroom, 10 out of 10.
Sorry, I'm just, like, panicking.
No,
that's so nice. It was my favourite part.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You're your own favourite part of the show.
Can I be my favourite part of the show?
You should be your favourite part of the show.
I don't know. Like, Michael was such a dream role for me that I was just having a blast the entire time, even though I was only on stage for, like, a third of the show.
Yeah, you weren't in there that much. Yeah. Mm. And then, I guess, second kind of surprise question, because you've both done mahi on and off stage.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Like, being on stage or being off stage?
Also a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
I think, I don't know, because I've had, like, I've had the opportunity to do some, like, costuming and more backstage work this year. Like, I did costumes for Wintex Little Women. I did costumes for Next to Normal. I stage managed Next to Normal.
Wow.
But I do think there is something to, like, I really, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
Safe space.
Safe space on live radio with who knows how many people listening.
One chance to get it right.
I think there is definitely something to being a part of a show in both regards. Like, I did enjoy doing all that backstage work because it really, it feels really rewarding getting to put on a show without being on stage, but also I'm such a sucker for attention. I love being on stage. I am so, like,
a true theater kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the realization, like, a little while ago that I was like, I do this partially because it's like I love being a part of a group that's all working together towards, like, one cohesive goal.
Yeah.
But then and also it's like I get to come off stage and go see my family and go, hey, What was your favorite part? Yeah. It was me.
I'm a celebrity.
Did you know that was me on there?
That was me up there.
No, I mean, I think everything you said is very well reasoned. Coming from someone who actually has no authority in the matter, I'm just a podcast host. But I do like to ask, especially when I have actors who have done, you know, offstage mahi as well, do you feel like having the experience working on a show from the other side of the stage kind of gives you an edge or an advantage or a different way of thinking as a performer? Because you can think about, like, how it works on the other side. I don't know if I'm articulating that well.
No, I fully agree with you. That is a thing that I think regularly of. It's so important to do both.
Yeah.
If you're someone who is an actor, I think it's really important to go, I'm not going to be in this show. I'm going to work backstage. Because you get it. There's a sense of empathy that I think you get as well.
Yeah.
When you're at a show on stage, and but you've been backstage, and like, I know what the feeling is like back there and the stress back there. Like, and yeah, like, you know, you might be holding because something else is going on crew-wise. But you get the feeling of they don't want to mess it up and waste your time. Because there's the rest of the show going. I think there's a, it's a really important aspect that people should do for sure.
And actually, when was the last time you were on stage?
We
probably talked about on this. The ticket. I'm trying to remember.
Properly on stage would have been last year's Arts Festival.
Yes.
When we redid We Have Boys at Home.
Yes.
That would have been the last time I was properly on. I did like a voiceover narratory thing for last year's kids show. And like puppeteered the big monster at the end. But like properly on stage, yeah, would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arts Fest last year.
I think I've asked you this before, but which do you prefer?
Yeah, you have asked. I think you ask me this every time.
Yes, and I think you always say you like directing.
I say it's because I'm egotistical.
Yeah.
But it's that I know what I like, and I know when if I'm in something and I can feel something is just not right and it's not working, I don't have the necessary authority to go, hey, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Like you can, if it's your scene and you can feel it and you can go, hey, I don't think this is working. But like it's someone else's scene, you're watching it going, this doesn't work. It's a lot harder to stay back for me. It depends on the show. It depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah. Need to get you back into musical.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time, eh?
I'm trying to think what the last musical I was in was. Would have been...
I can't remember either, but I would have seen it.
It might have been like 2015.
Yeah.
It might have been Spamalot when
I was going to say, was it Spamalot?
Have I done been in one since? I don't think I have.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I do love musicals. I do love being in them as well.
Yeah.
But I also have like ones that I'm like, I want to direct this. I want to put this on. I want to do this thing. And
yeah.
That's the biggest like stop for me going to be in things is like, oh, I also want to do this though. And I want to do this. Yeah. Hit the table at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how passionate I'm getting. Yeah.
Okay. I might break for another song. Because I know I can't ask you what musicals are on your hit list on air. I'm going to have to ask you that off air.
Okay,
what's later on the list? Oh, we'll do it after the break.
Yeah, I'll have a thing. I'll pull up my list.
Do you love how we're planning the show live on air? But I'm keeping on theme. I've got a song by Wolf Ellis called Giant Peach. Are you down with Wolf Ellis?
I don't know if I know that one.
Okay, well, you're about to. There aren't... Actually, James Giant Peach, Joe Cries Himself. Yeah, okay. We'll be back, team.
Wow. keeps me here is not to be the bait for the wheel. What the hell keeps me here? In dark old town that I've adored, the rules don't seem so clear. Change, it feels like fear, it's all you know.
That was Wolf Alice track, Giant Peach. Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah. Harry is here. James is here.
Hello.
We've just had a giant peach. Okay, I'll let the joke go. we've been being a bit silly. We've been talking about the Meteor July school holiday kid show, which is also a bit silly.
Yeah.
Mm. And, like, I guess I usually ask this at the top, but I assumed because it's a kid show, like, there aren't any age ratings, or is there like a minimum age? Or like you can bring your your baby
4 to 400. Yeah,
yeah, all minimum. Good.
Yeah,
if you're 401, no.
Absolutely not. And yeah, more info and tickets are available right now at themeteor.co.nz. Five shows are already sold out.
Yeah,
so just get in there, get in there quick. If you're driving right now, pull over, turn that car off, like put it in park, then get your phone.
Lock in.
Yeah, get your tickets. $10.15, yep. Pretty good deal. Is there a family pass situation?
Yeah, there is. I'm not sure 100% what it is, but I know there is one.
Okay, there's a family pass. Find that in your own time. And, yeah, it's a good opportunity to kind of put a face to the voice of Harry, which you've been hearing, and maybe see James.
Yeah, around probably.
Yeah.
At the end of the show going, cool.
Yeah.
I've got to clean up and get ready for the next one. Come on.
Is it weird for you, do you think, like, when it's finally on and it's, I mean, a director's work is never done, but, like, you know, when it's just running and you're just, like, there?
Yeah, I mean, I always usually just try to be around to do things as well.
Just Swiss Army knifing it.
Yeah, 100%. But also there's that joy of, like, the first season of Soliloquy, it was just sit back and relax and watch the show and watch people's reactions, because that's, you know, that is a big thing for me, is that's how I know the show works, is when you see people sitting there for 5 minutes after the show going, in a good way. But yeah, hearing laughter and everything like that, it's just nice to be in the room and see people enjoying your work.
Because I shouldn't ask you this, because I feel like neither of us will know the answer. Harry might, but no, like, what number kid show is this?
11?
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, you did kind of know the answer.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I think it's 11. Yeah. I could be wrong. I do need to ask the people that know to confirm it, but I think it's 11.
And the funny thing is, both between you and I, we should, in theory, know.
Yeah. But
yeah.
And because the first one was like 2015.
Yeah. And how many have you been a part of?
This will be four.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've already touched on how this is Harry's first one.
First.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to ask, and I know that we're, like, the focus is on this show, The Hunt for the Giant's Heart, but do we have anything else on the books? Because I'm nosy.
For the first time all year, I can say I've got nothing coming up.
Really?
Yeah, I've done a lot this year, so this is, like, my last hurrah before I go have a nap.
Okay. Wait, but are you not currently a Wintec student?
No, I've just graduated.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well done. Okay, I almost believe you, Harry.
Things will come up.
Yeah, they always find a way. Mm.
It's how it happens.
James, have you got anything on the books?
Like always, I've got one I'm working on.
Oh, yes.
Under My Hat, which we've just been talking about as a thing for next year.
Okay.
So keep your eyes out.
Sweet.
It'll come. Yep.
I'm looking forward to having a chat about it right here in a few months. And then we asked this question earlier and then we had the song break to talk about it. So I'm bringing the chat that we had off air back on air just to quickly talk about the musical hit list, because you were saying you had a list.
Yeah, there's a number that I'm like, if I had the money, resources, the people wanted to do it, then it would be on, it would be doing it. Top of the list is Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yep.
I've done the show twice as well.
Yes, already. You have,
I follow spotted it once, and I was in it like 2 years later when we did it at school.
Yeah,
that's just one that it's my favorite musical, and I've got ideas and concepts, and I just have a way to make it really cool and edgy. Not edgy, but intense in the right way.
Harry, do you have any honorable mentions? It's okay if you don't.
I really want to try my hand at directing.
Okay, I had
I have one specific show that I want to do, and it's so stupid and niche, but it's called, like, Lizard Boy. It's got, like, three people
show.
In it. Yeah?
I know the show.
No one ever knows Lizard Boy.
a terrible ride.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I feel like it'd be fun.
You have my support.
Hell yeah.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. We're just like vibing on another level.
We're onto it.
Yeah, okay. Great. Well, I'm going to roll into my next and final segment, which is where I talk about upcoming events. You guys are welcome to interject or you just chill out. So here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. So in case you haven't heard, The Hunt for the Giant's Heart, the Meteor July School Holiday Kids Show, is running at the Meteor Theatre from the 14th to the 17th of July with 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. shows daily, and then we've got the 6:30 p.m. show on the 16th of July.
Ooh, I just want to interject with that. I realise we didn't touch on it. The Friday afternoon show is a relaxed performance.
I was about to get into that, but thank you.
I realise we hadn't touched on it. So.
Please describe what relaxed performance means for the listeners at home.
It's all about making theatre accessible for those of us who may not be able to feel that kind of the intensity in the artifice of theatre.
Yes.
Like the lights, the house lights are on just a little bit. Everything's kind of pulled back in scale in terms of sound and lighting and everything like that. Safe spaces are created if people need to just come up, get up and leave and just do their thing. And we do a little spiel before the show of like introducing things that might be surprises that people might take a bit like, ooh. It's all about accessibility.
Yeah, 100%. And as James mentioned, that's the last show at 1 p.m. on the 17th of July. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. And yeah, as we've touched on, you want to get in quick because like a bunch of them are already sold out. And then looking ahead to the end of the week, Manawatea Matariki Festival is back at Innes Common on the 10th of July. Entry is free and the event will be hosting a range of performances and more from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can find out more at the Hamilton City Council Facebook page or their website. And then over at Rivoli Theatre, auditions for Disenchanted, a new musical comedy, are running from the 17th to the 19th of July. More info and bookings at rivolitheatre.nz. And then at Clarence Street Theatre, they have comedian Hayley Sproul in on the 31st of July. More info and tickets at Ticketek. Whew. I always like to end this one by saying that I am not the definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff coming up in Hamilton, because otherwise I'd just be listing stuff for the whole show, and it's more fun having guests.
Yeah.
It's been nice having you guys in, Harry, especially because it's your first time and we just bonded over Lizard Boy. And I mean, James, it's the kind of running joke, but I mean, thanks for always coming back, man.
Enjoy coming on. It was a good time.
And I'm not going to ask you the last question because I've probably asked you millions of times. Yeah. So I'm just going to direct it to you, Harry.
Well,
so you've been here on TTT with me, giving us the tea, the inside scoop on A Hunt for the Giant's Heart. And my last question for you is, how do you take your tea? Like, if you're going to have a cup of tea,
ooh,
do you drink tea?
I am like a herbal tea purist.
Okay.
I don't drink like normal tea.
Normal tea.
I'm a pain.
Yeah.
But I love a good herbal tea. I love like a citrus.
Ooh, okay.
I've got like a lemon and ginger tea at home.
Yeehaw.
That I'm like a big fan of. Put some honey in there.
Great.
I just bought a teapot. Okay. Which is very exciting for me. I've never owned a teapot.
Baby's first teapot.
Yeah.
What colour is the teapot?
It's like a light yellow, and it's got a bee on it.
I have a yellow teapot.
Nice.
Are we the same?
We might be the same person.
Yeah, I already have one of those. But, oh gosh, but I do want to say, you know, to end, break a leg for the show, and if you're listening, break a leg is. I can talk about it here. We're in a studio. Yeah, it means good luck. You don't say it in the theatre. I'm not threatening my guests because they gave me their time. You know, you guys came and had a chat, but like break a leg to you and the whole team. Yes. And I hope that it's a good season. There is something kind of magic about Kids Show, eh?
Oh, it's so fun. It's like this intense week of, by the end of it, you're completely stuffed. And it's so tiring, but it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And people love it, so that's why we keep doing it.
And if you haven't been to a Meteor July School Holiday Kids show, now's the time.
Yeah,
like it's not exclusive. I know we're talking about it in a way because we've experienced it, but that doesn't mean you're not allowed. In fact, you're encouraged.
Yeah.
And actually, with this one, are you encouraging people to like interact?
There are points of interaction.
Yeah.
There's consistent threads of like, hey, how do we solve this problem? And what do you think? How do we solve this? And
okay,
yeah. I've
Great.
Got these things. How do we do this?
Yeah.
It's kind of that thinking engagement rather than just like getting up and doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you really want to get in front of a crowd then. If they're just asking you every rehearsal, how do I solve this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks again for coming in. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, I'm going to play us out with another song of my choosing by a band called Heart. Because the hunt for the giant's heart.
I see.
It's called Alone. You will recognize it. It's an 80s banger. Because I'm an old lady. Oh, gosh. That's a sign we got to call it, eh? But enjoy this one, team.
Telephone.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.